With SRN News, I'm John Scott. That's the sound of Los Angeles police officers walking through a mall confronting protesters. Two people have been charged with allegedly throwing Molotov cocktails toward police during the protest. No officers were hit. Both people charged with possession of an unregistered destructive device, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Speaking to reporters, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the National Guard and the Marines are needed to control these protesters.
It is total chaos out there. We're all watching it on the news. And, you know, they're throwing bricks. We had a law enforcement officer injured. They're throwing bricks at cars. And this is very orchestrated.
A high-ranking military official says the 700 Marines called in by President Trump are undergoing civil disobedience training in Southern California. No date is set for them to join the roughly 4,000 National Guard troops already on duty. It looks like a trade deal is done. President Trump says the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China under a new trade deal, and tariffs on Chinese goods will go to 55%. The president said in return, the U.S. will allow Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. Billionaire Elon Musk is stepping back from his public fight with President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After last week's explosive meltdown between the one-time allies, Musk now says he regrets some of his social media posts. He writes on X that they went too far. Musk claimed credit for Donald Trump's election victory and criticized the president's spending bill. He also alleged that information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was being concealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest-growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vietnam has abolished its long-standing two-child limit to try and reverse declining birth rates and ease the pressures of an aging population. The National Assembly passed amendments scrapping rules that limit families to having one or two children. Vietnamese families are having fewer children than ever before, and births have fallen below the replacement rate, just like most of the countries in Asia. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on more job cuts at Google.
Google has offered more buyouts across several key divisions in a fresh round of cost cutting ahead of a court decision that could order a breakup of Google's internet empire. A judge is expected to rule before Labor Day on whether to allow a ban on Google paying billions annually to Apple and other tech companies to lock in its search engine and require Google to share information with rivals. The job cuts also come as Google is ramping up spending on artificial intelligence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's pick to lead the FAA pledged to ensure safety and upgrade the nation's outdated air traffic control system if confirmed. Brian Bedford faced tough questions about safety during a confirmation hearing before the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.